the ICE raids? Yeah, they're making people money. Meet GEO Group, a private prison company and ICE's top contractor. Since Trump took office, GEO Group's stock price has more than doubled. On a call, GEO's executive chairman said that this is an unprecedented opportunity. Deportation, an unprecedented opportunity. Last year, ICE granted GEO Group $747 million in contracts. Trump's mass deportation plan could boost that number by over $400 million. GEO Group specifically builds and runs detention centers and creates surveillance technology to monitor immigrants. But the scheme gets even more horrifying. GEO Group pledged $1 million to Trump's 2024 campaign. Pam Bondi, Trump's nominee for attorney general, used to lobby for GEO Group. Clearly, the Trump team is ramping up ICE raids in part as a thank you gift to their good friends at GEO. Furthermore, GEO Group is staffed by former high-ranking ICE officials. Most recently, Daniel Bible moved from ICE to GEO. Last February, he was pressing President Biden to spend more money on ICE detention beds and surveillance technology, a move that directly financially benefited GEO Group. Now, he is an executive VP at GEO Group. So ICE officials are recommending the government give millions to a company and then turning around and working for that company, profiting off of their previous professional recommendations. It's basically a money laundering scheme, but one that tears families apart in the most traumatizing ways possible. And it's all being done to increase shareholder value. Evil.